This is Krista in the Morning Rush podcast. Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. One thing we absolutely love because it's common for many of us. We have to, of course, be in the dating world to meet that certain someone, but it's not always a great experience.
No, and sometimes it's hard to get that second date. You know, it's easy to get that first date. Mm. You know, you can lie to them, pretend and all that kind of stuff. And then that second date is when the truth comes out. So it's hard to get it.
Why would you need more than a first date?
For some, they do. For some.
And not
some
for what I need.
No. Oh, honey, that's a whole other story there, Mr. Aaron. But today we are helping out our girl, Jenna. Good morning.
Morning.
Hi, honey. So tell us, what is going on? You went out with a guy named Charles.
Right. Yeah, we went out. Well, we didn't really go out. He just kind of came over to my house. Hmm. We met on Tinder and invited him over. We got pizza. You know, just kind of hung out for a little bit and then, you know, started making out and kind of moved to the bedroom.
Oh,
and
wow.
Yeah. So I go to the bathroom to just kind of freshen up and I come out and he looks like he is getting ready to leave. And I'm like, well, you know, what are you doing? And, he said something about having to go to work early or something like that.
Rough. That's a lie.
So wait, you were at your house and you go to the bathroom to get all, you know, sexified, and then you come out and he's like, I gotta go.
He dipped?
Yeah.
And you guys planned from the beginning that this was gonna be like a hookup situation.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
So I'm curious. So you met him on Tinder, and then as you guys were, you know, chilling and doing that whole thing. Now, when you went to the bathroom and you went to freshen up, did you? I'm curious because I've been in this situation before. Was it quiet in the other room while you were in the bathroom freshening up? Because you know, while you're in the bathroom freshening up, dudes do listen to what you ladies do in the bathroom.
Really?
Yes. It does echo. If it's quiet enough.
God.
So is there anything that you think might have happened in the bathroom that might have scared him away, or is it just something else?
No, I mean, I literally just went in the bathroom and
Weird.
I mean, the water, the sink was running, the water was running. And
gotcha, you got so.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, she might have had to go to the bathroom or something.
Yeah, that's weird. The guys, listen, I don't do that.
So how did this date end, Jenna? Did he actually get up and leave?
Yeah,
crazy.
He left pretty abruptly.
Okay. How long has it been since you've last spoken to him?
I mean, it's a good week.
Oh. Wow.
So good you week. Really didn't even do the deed? Because you didn't get to that point?
No.
Nope, didn't even get to that point.
Well, we'll help get you there.
Well,
you never know.
That would have been really messed up.
I know, right? You're telling me.
Girl.
So, we'll find out for you.
Yeah. So, Jenna, are you ready? We are going to call Charles.
I'm ready.
All right. Good luck to you.
Hello?
Hi, is this Charles?
Yeah, this is Charles.
Hey, Charles.
Oh, my gosh.
Hi.
Hey, Charles. Hi, Charles. My name is Krista. We have Shady and Aaron from Krista in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams. You're on the radio, Charles. How does that feel?
Yeah. You know, on the radio?
Yeah. We're taking an interest in your personal life because recently you went out on a date with a lovely lady. You know, did the whole Netflix and chill thing. You know, there was a pizza involved. And for some reason, as she was freshening up in the bathroom, man, getting ready just for you. Just for you. You decided you needed to dip.
Yeah.
We want to know why.
It's a little thing we do on our show called Second Date Update.
Do you remember Jenna, Charles?
Yeah.
Okay.
There
well,
it is.
Yeah.
So why did you walk out on a sure thing? Gotta know.
I got very... displeased and uncomfortable at a certain point, and it was time to wrap the evening up. I had to work in the morning.
See, so you were uncomfortable. It makes me think again. Did you hear when she was in the bathroom freshening up? Did anything happen while she was in the bathroom that you might have heard that bothered you and freaked you out? Is that it?
No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't bathroom at all. She's in there.
So what was it, Charles?
Would have been
Spit
me.
It out,
so yeah.
Man.
So you know, I'm not even snooping. Just looking at stuff, what books you got, DVDs, that are done, drawers open, peeking there.
Uh-huh.
And there's an item in there that she uses solo of impressive design.
Ah.
And I'm just not, you know, it's time to go. There's no...
You found her vibe.
You found her vibrator.
Her battery-operated boyfriend.
Well, there you go, if that's what you want to say. Sure,
you know.
Yeah.
Listen,
yeah, and it was not... You're not going to compete. It's not a fair fight.
Oh, are you telling
so.
It's impressive?
Whoa, so...
She's got an impressive gadget.
Impressive design, yeah. So, yeah, so that was that.
Are you insecure about it?
Did you feel inadequate?
I wouldn't say insecure, but if you're, you know, if you're boxing the Hulk, you're not going to win.
I'm gonna throw this out there right now, man, because I used to feel like girls would have those. I used to feel like, hey, you know what? Why do you need that if you got me? But I have to look at it this way. If she has that, maybe you could incorporate it into what you were planning to do, because I'll tell you this, it's fun. For both, my friend.
It's fun. But if he's feeling like that sucker's bigger than him, I can understand why he's a little...
What's she going to think?
True.
Yeah, well, that's true. Well, let's ask her, Jenna.
Yeah.
Jenna, listen,
hey, girl.
Hey, to each their own. We all have our things, and we
tell
need
us about your vibrator.
Okay.
This is ridiculous. I've been trying to hold my tongue, but that is a ridiculous excuse.
I know. I also think it's ridiculous.
Yeah. He's embarrassed.
He's nervous.
It's not the real thing, Charles. Listen, you can't compete against the real thing. So you should be okay with that. Every girl has her own thing, especially when they're single. We got to please ourselves.
I was about to say, I mean, most women have something like that.
Oh, absolutely.
No, yeah, I thank you very much. Thank you for the radio call, but I've moved on a bit.
He wants to run away already.
It was just a Tinder hookup.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right.
We're doing all right.
Okay. You know? All right.
Well, if you would like to go back out on a second date, we will pay for it if you are, you know, interested in doing so, and you could bring the little battery operated boyfriend with you.
To the restaurant.
Yeah.
I don't think he wants to do.
How's that sound, Charles?
No, that sounds.
I'm sorry,
worse,
girl.
Actually.
It's okay.
It's okay, Charles. We appreciate your time. And Jenna, if you have time maybe go out with two young studs like Shady or Aaron, they're available.
I have no problem with a battery-operated boyfriend. You could bring that over. And you know what? I'll even buy your battery-operated boyfriend dinner as well.
Oh, my God.
We'll all three have dinner. How's that sound, girl?
What goes on in your house?
I should do that. I mean,
absolutely. We'll go to Rare
Charles
Steakhouse.
Oh.
It'll be great.
Couldn't satisfy me anyway.
All right. It's done. Jenna and Shady going out.
You're in her world now.
Men are big, dumb animals. That was just some free life advice.
It's Tough Love with Sirius.
Oh, well, I didn't say it. She can say it.
Big, dumb animals.
Yeah.
I'll dress up like an animal for
you. Will you? If you could be any animal, Shady, what would it be? And why?
A bird. Just slap on some feathers, you know.
Oh, you'd fly us away?
Or you'd be like bird Superman. Noises, like...
Oh, let's hear it. Oh, my gosh, you can!
Oh, wow, yeah, that was really good.
That's really good!
What about you, Krista? I'm talking about real animals here. I'm talking about animals that are not fictitious.
Yeah, I would be a donkey.
There you go.
A donkey?
Because I have such a nice...
Girl. I'd be a cat just so I could hang out with my cats and learn why they hate me so much.
I know. It is interesting why some cats just like they hate you. But I think it's a sign of endearment, especially when they just stare at you and they don't blink. That's what I heard. That's when
my cat
really
literally like shows me his middle finger.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Join the club, honey. Join the club. 321-0931. Join that club. Pick up the phone. Ask Siri questions. Snap us at Jams931.
You can also hit us up on Twitter at 931Jams or DM us on Facebook and Instagram with your questions for Siri.
All right, we have a text here from Audra, who is a Friends with Benefits member. Siri, listen, I'm traveling to Spain this summer, but hotels are super expensive. What do you think about using an Airbnb? Oh, I think that's a good idea.
Well, rather than asking me if hotels or BNBs are better, the more accurate question you should be asking is, would you rather have a clean, safe, and expensive place to stay? Or would you rather stay in a cheap place that feels more homey, has more amenities, doesn't break the bank, and there is a slight chance of getting murdered? You have to think what kind of person would be comfortable letting strangers come into their house to eat their food. You have to ask, is a cheap place to stay worth having some weirdo sniff your underwear?
Oh my. Oh my.
Yeah.
You know, I always thought the idea of Airbnbs is weird. It's technically like you're staying in somebody else's house. It's like you're living in somebody else's living space.
Yeah.
I just think that's completely awkward. And it's a it's a stranger. It's like a stranger's place, and it's really awkward that it's a stranger's
place. I'm a huge fan of them. Yeah.
So we got a question over here on Instagram from Claire. Says, Siri, what is up with cat cafes? They seem to be popping up everywhere, and I just don't get it, Siri.
Obviously, they are popular because people love smelling like cat and getting mouthfuls of hair in their lotties. I know I'm ragging on them right now, but cat cafes are a fun little idea. The only way I think they could be better is providing free lint rollers with every purchase. Also, I hope to God they don't use real ceramic coffee mugs, because putting those on tables with a bunch of cats around sounds like a recipe for disaster. Actually, now that I think about it, cats are ass, and who wants to drink coffee with an
You know, I never thought about it, but at a cat cafe, like, don't cats like knocking things off the counter?
They do.
At a cat cafe, like, wouldn't it just be a mess? It would be cats on tables knocking things over. I mean, we should just start a cat cafe here where we can.
We do have one.
No, I'm not. I know. No, I'm talking about in
here.
The studio.
Oh yeah, yeah.
We could
do
one. We could do one.
I don't know how.
I mean,
the bosses
I think Mazer would appreciate
that's
it.
That's fine. We'll just all bring our cats in. It'll be a
five
little
cats
cat party
in here. Oh God.
Meow.
All right, we have a message here from our Friends with Benefits member, Scarlett. Listen, Siri, I feel weird that I'm 24 and I don't have an Instagram. Do you think I should get one?
What are you waiting for?
What are you waiting for?
Of course you should get an Instagram. How else are you going to feel super inadequate next to girls with flawless skin who spend all their time on beaches taking pictures of their feet? You're basically volunteering to destroy your own self-esteem. Honestly, I don't think the joy of having an Instagram is worth all the stress. Before you know it, you'll have graduated from taking the occasional selfie to spending 20 minutes making the same big fake smile so your professional Insta photographer can get the right shot.
Yes.
Turn it to 11 right now and graduate to pure Kardashian.
You know, Instagram is really interesting. And I definitely think she should get an Instagram because then it would add to, if you look at my Instagram feed really quick, Krista, it's nothing but, you know, you see like half naked women everywhere.
Yes,
it's just models and tattoo models and things like that.
I mean, why go to your local gas station and pick up a Playboy? I mean, now you can just go
or Google
on
anything.
Your Instagram and get it for free.
I mean, I was just saying there's pretty girls on Instagram.
I love it.
Okay.
Honey, I didn't say I didn't, you know, download Playgirl pictures.
Good morning. We have a question here over Snapchat from Alice. Says, Siri, my boyfriend doesn't want to go to clubs or go dancing anymore. That's how we met, so why won't he go now?
Yeah, it's fun.
Well, the truth is he never actually enjoyed going to clubs. He just went to meet women and now he has one. Mm-hmm. Why would he want to go back? For the bright headache-inducing lights, for that faint of smell of urine and sweat. When he would go out to the club in the past, he would have to put an effort into how he looked. Now he just throws on an old t-shirt and fall asleep watching sports. Luckily, guys are a lot like dogs, so you can teach him like one. What you need to do is stop having sex with him. He will start getting ragged and desperate to feel your body. He will go to the club with you, and only then have sex. Relationships are war, and he's too dumb to win.
My best friend met her husband right here in Madison when she was going to school at a club.
Oh, yeah?
And I was there watching. He was grinding her against the wall.
Jesus.
Yeah, it's so funny how now I could totally not see him that way because he's like a big businessman now and they have children.
But you can just still see his hips working.
Everybody goes through a grinding phase, yeah. Krista. There's a grinding phase in everybody's life.
It's true.
Mm-hmm. Not mine.
That's why I have a child.
I'll get there eventually.
You'll get there someday. You've got a lot
Maybe
of time.
Maybe today.
Oh, today's the day in the kayak.
Download the podcast. Download the podcast now.